타오르네.
안녕 and what's up? How are you guys? Okay, so because of the really unexpected hiatus, I think I need to reintroduce myself, I suppose, now. So, I am Tanisha Sharma, in case you haven't got that from the name of this podcast already. So, I talk, rant, vent, gossip about K-pop and BTS and other things that I like and are going on in my life, I guess. So, to sum up the reason why I was just gone after Taeyang's birthday bonus episode was because I didn't feel like doing this, and no, I'm not giving excuses because you have no idea how much I actually enjoy doing this podcast, and I swear I have recorded some topics but I couldn't get myself to continue it. Lame, I know, but it is what it is. I really don't want to talk about that part publicly. Not yet, at least. Someday, maybe. So, I'm doing this particular episode totally impromptu at literally 3:35 a.m. on 14th of February. So, yeah. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. So bear with me if this doesn't turn out as good as my previous episodes. I'm already sorry in advance. A lot of my Instagram followers wanted me to talk about a lot of things that happened, like the whole award seasons I missed. Okay, so I do have a few material recorded during award season, but now talking about it, I think it's just too late for that, I guess, right? But what I will talk about from award season is that I am so freaking proud of BTS for bagging in so many awards, and congratulations to armies all around the world for supporting them. If no one gave you a pat on the back for this, please give yourself a pat on the back from my side. Go ahead. I mean it. Give yourself a pat on the back. Honestly, they won because you supported them. Every drop counts, every army counts in the purple ocean, right? Talking about BTS performances, dude, they were immaculate. Nobody's doing it like them, okay? Like I said, this is an impromptu recording with my caffeine-filled ass that hasn't slept for like 42 hours, I guess, right now. I don't remember a lot of stuff, so see, if I miss out on stuff, you can just text me and we can fangirl or fanboy and I can add it to my next episode, maybe. But all jokes aside, Jihyun, Jungkook. I know you guys have already guessed it. Yes. I have no words. Like, where do I begin? The moment he got out of his van with his chest exposed in a hair bun and my soul almost jumped out of my body, or the moment he walked out on the stage in freaking blonde hair, all smiling and waving like he didn't just take away my breath and almost gave me a cardiac arrest and I did not trip down the stairs because the moment I got my soul back in my body, I left my bed to show my parents what Jungkook has done and my mom just being as surprised as me. Dude, the way the members reacted on screen regarding his hair color. See, I'm pretty sure even they weren't aware of this change, okay? Like, I can imagine Jungkook just walking into the dome with blonde hair and everybody collectively losing over it. I'm not saying I don't like it, but why? Like, what prompted him to do that? I don't think any of us are ever gonna get over this, right? See, like, till last year we were... Wait, not last year. I mean, 2019. Dude, my brain has not even gotten used to 2021 till now, and it's 1.5 months in already. Anyway, remember how long it took for us to move on from 2019 long-haired Jungkook? And then he got that back, but with blonde hair now? The audacity! I saw these posts on Twitter about how going blonde in BTS is literally like a rite of passage when anyone turns 23. Is that why he did it? But then my initial assumption will go wrong. Never mind. Who knows what goes on in that brain of his. But what I know is true is that Jihyun, Jungkook, that man literally turned 23. He chose violence. Utter violence. Then his winter package look, bro. Even long raven hair. Raven hair. Tanisha, did you just say raven hair? I should stop reading on Wattpad. Anyway, but the blue streaks. He looked so squishy in that outfit. Actually, all of Bangtan looked so cuddly in their bundled up outfits. Winter package was just cute all in all. Except for the beginning where they're like, you know, lighting that matchstick. Not gonna lie, it gave me like Goblin Grim Reaper vibes. There was even this edit going around, you know, with that. I don't know the song's name, but yeah. Some of you have seen. If you've not, just text me. I'll send you the video. I've saved it somewhere in my Instagram saves, I guess. When the winter package came out, I remember showing it to my dad on YouTube, the winter package video, okay? And when it ended, he was like, that's it? I was expecting more. Like, yeah, I feel you, dad. All armies do. I think my dad enjoyed 2020's award season the most. Like, anytime he saw Namjoon, he would lose it. Every time Namjoon talked after receiving an award, my dad used to like hype him up, like, "Namjoon, Namjoon's here! Namjoon's talking, shut up!" It was so adorable. But talking about award season, see, I am already sorry because I don't remember a lot of performances, but I do remember one performance very well. Black Swan by Jikook, Jungkook and Jimin. Dude, the beginning. You cannot forget that. I remember that like I just watched it an hour ago. It was so beautiful. And let's not forget Dynamite Michael Jackson dance break. Fight me on this, but Jung Hoseok owned the entire Dynamite era, like from the first teaser photo release till the end of the latest thing. Dude fucking slayed. I am sorry I cannot remember all the performances and the shows they were performed in, but that one performance where they wore white marching band uniforms performed in a stadium, I cannot forget that too. It was a shame that Yoongi wasn't present, but he was healing and he was texting armies, like basically he was posting, but that was like, you know, he was waiting with us for their performances and everything. And then there was Yoongi as Snowman in Life Goes On video, I guess. Life Goes On? Yeah, Life Goes On. Dude, I really need sleep, but I'm doing this podcast. Help. Anyway, hopefully Yoongi is back for good now. He didn't perform, but he did sing and participate, I guess. I guess Golden Disc Awards. There are too many award shows, bro, one after the other, literally. Anyway, when Yoongi came in, I was screaming like, "Yoongi!" And now my brain is reminding me of that time when I had that dream of me screaming, "Yoongi!" Okay, moving on. Yoongi emerging from under the stage with like wings and all, that was powerful, like power move, and all of BTS surrounding him. It reminded me of like, you know, Phoenix and stuff, like rise from the ashes kind of deal. I'm going mad now. He even performed Life Goes On with the rest, right? Right? Yeah, he was there. I'm confusing myself. But dude, those small little stages the staff made and everyone was standing beside one. And that one tweet where they showed how bad Jungkook tried to stop himself from fidgeting with that miniature stage. Total baby. I hope you got to do that offstage at least. Talking of offstage, okay, I'm sorry again for not remembering and being too lazy to just look it up. But what award show was that, okay? MMA or Mama? I always get confused between these two. Yeah, so one award show didn't have green rooms for the artists. What? Like, none of the artists. Like, there was no green room at all because Corona. Like, they were all just waiting in their vans in the parking lot. Dude, that was more dangerous. But please, I'm begging you, if anyone has any video footage or even stories from that parking lot filled with K-pop artists, I want it. Please give me them. Like, I heard this rumor about NCT almost going to McDonald's or some fast food restaurants near the stadium or the parking lot because they were bored and hungry. And Bang Chan, Stray Kids leader, he decided to do a solo V-Live that also resulted in around 100,000 viewers going down from the award show's livestream. Dude, that shit was hilarious. I want more such news, but I feel so bad for BTS again. Remember how we all were saying last year about, I mean, next year. In 2019, we were saying that next year, that is 2020 award shows, they should just put BTS's seats on the stage so they don't have to walk all the way every time they win an award. But this parking lot thing was just too much, bro. Imagine how much they had to walk. I still talked a lot about award season though, even if I said I didn't know about much. Great. But even if you want me to cover more topics, see, I do remember, I do know a lot of stuff, I do have a lot to talk, but then this episode will actually get very long and I actually want to, you know, like compartmentalize. What? Fuck my English. Anyway, so why is my brain singing God's Menu in the middle? Anyway, talking about Stray Kids. Dude, Stray Kids perform Dionysus. Dionysus. Dude, I can't even pronounce that. Never mind. Or TXT perform Dynamite. Okay, just do me a thing, okay? If you want to hear about Dionysus performed by Stray Kids and Dynamite performed by TXT, just DM me and, you know, we'll just talk about it and I'll just include it in my next episode if you actually want to, you know, listen about it. And okay, talking about K-pop and this year, something monumental happened, okay? Like, something I am I am so glad about it, okay? I am so glad about it. A lot of people are glad about it. The whole fandom is happy about it. It's actually very contradicting how they're happy about it, how we are happy about it. Anyway, I'm ranting. So anyway, moving on. So I'm doing this episode on 14/5. That's Valentine's Day. Not like I have a love life anyway. So a new listener gave me this idea last month to do like a playlist recommendation thing, because apparently I suggested then some other artist songs and now they're in the direction of a multi-stan. Anyway, just assume that today's episode is your Valentine gift from me to you, and I'm going to let you take a sneak peek into my K-pop romantic love playlist by K-pop artists. And no, this does not include BTS or OSTs, because every romantic OST is a fucking hit and every BTS song rocks. And I'll try to keep up the playlist to new artists and not old ones. No promises. So only artist songs maybe. See, if you don't like any of the songs, well and good, don't attack me. By the way, I'm too lazy to add in the songs this time. I'll just tell you the songs that I think you'll enjoy on Valentine's, okay? Talking about the first song I want to suggest you is from a band called SHINee. If you watch Warang, then you'll know who Choi Minho is, and this is his group, okay? By the way, welcome back Choi Minho from military enlistment. Wait, someone else was back too. Who's back? Oh yeah, Park Hyung-sik and Lee Jong-suk also came back, Korea's national oppas. By the way, have you seen what military did to Lee Jong-suk? If you haven't, go see his latest Instagram post. Korean men are harmful for my health, physically and mentally. Anyway, coming back. Back to the song. It's called Symptoms by SHINee. It has like high-flying vocals and the boys are lovesick and are trying to cope up with all the dangerous signs that come from falling hard for someone. In fact, the boys' love goes so deep, they end the moving track declaring, "I can't live if I lose you." I like this song, okay? I listen to it like 2-3 times if I'm in a good mood. Please don't try to infer what my good mood is. I'm fucking bipolar, so that would not help. Moving on. Eyes, Nose, Lips by Taeyang. See, I said I won't suggest old artists, but hear me out. If you listen to Bollywood, you're gonna have like a major whiplash after hearing this song. A famous Bollywood song is literally copied from this song. It's one of the most beautiful Korean love songs ever. Taeyang, he's a former Big Bang group member. Member? What's a member? It's an R&B ballad where Taeyang is a former member of Big Bang. Okay, so Taeyang mournfully reflects on the beauty of an ex. See, I don't listen to it often or even sometimes, but sometimes you just need a song like this, okay? You need to listen to a song like this sometimes. Next would be another solo artist called Ailee, A-I-L-E-E. The song is called Heaven. Okay, since Ailee's debut single, Ailee has proved that she has an ability beyond her years to communicate the deeper experiences one feels in love. And in this song, Ailee's partner protected her and taught her how to love in a harsh world. Or as she describes it, it's simply heaven. Just look up the translations if possible for this song, okay? Okay, so next song is Love in the Eyes by TVXQ. TVXQ, I don't know if it's pronounced the same way, like, you know. It literally has letters like TVXQ. How am I supposed to pronounce that as a word? Anyway, if anyone knows if it's pronounced in a particular way, just let me know. Although it's like over a decade old, the song Love in the Eyes is still a ballad that gives me chills whenever I listen to it. The melody and earnest, soaring vocals are filled with such overwhelming passion and the performance's intensity. It's a powerful song to listen to, but listen at your own risk, okay? Next is Say the Name, 17! So the song would be Pretty You. Okay, so all the songs that I kept suggesting are like, you know, very emotional and very heart-wrenching types. So if you're looking for something sweet, encouragement on Valentine's Day, here you are. The song begins with an a cappella harmony and propulsive rap before launching into a sweet pop sound. Like, Pretty You is an upbeat, light-hearted song perfect for the start of a new love. The song reflects the bafflement that accompanies the beginning of a relationship. And the lyrics ask all big questions, okay, like, when should you tell someone you love them and what should you wear when you do so? Like, it's pure saccharine bubblegum love. It's just too sweet for forever single people, okay? Moving on, the next one is one of my favorite solo artists ever, okay? IU. The song is called Friday and it's in collaboration with this another singer called Jiang Yi Jiong. I'm bad with names, okay? I'm really sorry. It's an acoustic duet, okay? The couple singing realistically describe the anticipation of counting down the hours to see a new beau again. Ayu decides that Friday is the perfect day to reunite with her new love, more or less because she says so, and croons alongside with her partner, that is Jiang Yi Jiong, while the duo ponder what makes the other so irresistible. I suggest you watch the music video along with it because A, you'll understand better, B, you'll be blessed with Ayu's visuals. Damn, she's pretty, man. Next song is Closer. No, not by Halsey, but Oh My Girl. It's a trans-pop single track, okay? It has an artistic approach to the longing feelings of love, when getting closer to someone is all you can think about. The hazy melody and the powerful vocals relate the type of yearning of epic proportions and is an impressive song for a young K-pop act like Oh My Girl. I know a lot of people have not heard of Oh My Girl, but they're actually pretty good. Pretty underrated if you say so. Moving on. See, I said no old artist, but this is Super Junior. Apparently, they're going to make a comeback, so technically they wouldn't be like an old and forgotten group, okay? Anyway, this is Love by Super Junior. See, it is a very soulful song, this is Love. It offers up a more mature approach to romance, diverging from infatuation seen in many Korean love songs. Like a group of men singing about the person they love. It is such a soulful song. Please listen to it. The song is basically, you know, like, it's kind of funky, but it's kind of laid back and has this nostalgia kind of a feeling. But the entire song ultimately thrives on the tender warmth of the seductive vocals. I wouldn't mind if you skip this one, but for my sake, please check it out once, okay? Give Super Junior a chance. Maybe old K-pop will surprise you and me both. Next is a really amazing singer called Roy Kim. See, if you're into K-pop love songs and you haven't listened to Roy Kim, you are not listening to any songs. His songs, you know, they just remind me of like, you know, open sunflower fields on sunny afternoons with cold breeze while you have a small picnic with your loved one, or just a lazy weekend where you're sleeping with your partner with the window open and they just sing or hum songs in your ear. Dude, I'm so touch deprived, right? Anyway, I'd suggest all of his songs, but if you want to start right now, you can start with a song called Home. It has an inspiring tune. The singer-songwriter softly croons to a distressed person to come to him and just be. What's great about Home is how it's never totally clear if Roy is singing explicitly to a lover, which makes this track potentially one you dedicate to a friend, you know, like a Galentine's Day instead of a Valentine's Day. Anyone wanna be my Galentine? Anyway, who am I flirting with? Anyway, the song could be like for a friend, a parent, co-worker, for anyone else, okay? It's an universal message. That is why the song is like more special. Most of Roy Kim's songs are supposed to be universal songs. And that is why I think his romantic songs are like, you know, superior songs. Next, I give you Lucky by EXO. So the EXO boys take the simple things in love, speaking the same language, being the same area, and build them up sky high for this exuberant pop track that undoubtedly had fans' hearts fluttering on first listen. It's the kind of song you forever attach to a first love when you're just discovering these strong, unfathomable kind of feelings. It's like, pehla pehla pyar hai. Okay, I'm bad at singing. What am I doing? It's 4 in the morning. Anyway, okay, so the next song is Only You by Miss A. Okay, so listen, Miss A is the group's name, okay? It's a group, it's not just one person, it's a group, it's a girl group. I don't know why girl groups are not popular, like, why are they so underrated? The only girl groups you ever hear are like, you know, Blackpink, Red Velvet, Twice, aespa, who more? I guess that's all you guys hear, right? There are like so many underrated girl groups. I'll make an episode for underrated girl groups and boy groups later on. The reason for including the song is the swaggering, taunting lyrics of it. The perfect anthem for 21st century women or men who know what they want and aren't going to sit this Valentine's Day out because a potential lover doesn't have what it takes to ask you out. It's a sassy song, okay, that layers swirling synths and snares over a hip-hop beat to propel its take-charge message. your girlfriend or boyfriend were just, you know, acting up and, you know, not asking you for a Valentine or something, just jam to the song, okay? You'll understand what it is. Next song, Way Back Home, Sean. It doesn't matter if you're a K-pop stan or a BTS army. We all have listened to this song and somehow we also know how to sing it. With a simple tropical rhythm, the singer shares a longing for a love who is just out of reach but still feels like home. It's evocative and heartfelt and intensely addicting in its forlorn romanticism. Plus, it's good to jam to, okay? Even non-K-pop stans have heard the song, so you can jam this out with friends that don't listen to K-pop too. Okay, so next song is Butterflies by Red Velvet. See, it's a breezy electropop track full of the group's delicate vocal harmonizing. It has a sweet tune all about the fluttering state of one's feels when enthralled by another, whether it's the first blooms of passion or a long-lived relationship. The beautiful picture painted through the poetic imagery of butterflies about flying high on love is perfect for any Valentine's romance. Last, my last song recommendation. It's like a tribute maybe, but it is also my first song of this particular group. I Won't Let You Go by GOT7. I know, GOT7. Everybody knows this tragedy right now. It's a Japanese single. It's very sweet, synth-driven, trop dance track that sentimentally features the group expressing the fervor emotions felt by someone when in love. GOT7 sings about how they never want the day to end since it means parting ways. A perfect feeling to celebrate Valentine's Day with. Honestly, this is one of the first tracks by GOT7 I fell in love with. Made me nagase, honestly. I know GOT7 issue, which I'm trying to swerve for a bit longer because I'm going to be back with a bonus episode for this, especially with a fellow Agassi. The same person because of whom I am a K-pop stan, a BTS army. She's an amazing woman. I won't say much or else what will I say when I am actually doing this episode? Anyway, we're working on it. So this was like a small sneak peek into my K-pop romantic playlist. I was literally having my phone in my hand and I was just, you know, thinking, okay, should I say this song or not? Should I say this song or not? Anyway, so I gave you like, how many songs were this? I don't know, I don't remember. Anyway, so I hope these songs will help you pass your Valentine day or week, and let me know if you listen to any of it. And if you liked any of them, recommend me some good songs and artists too. See, I listen to anything and everything, so don't be shy. Also, would you want me to do something like this in the future? See, I would recommend you BTS songs, but we all know we are anyway going to go through their entire discography every chance we get. See, every BTS song is beautiful and makes me want to cry my heart out. BTS has like every trope, okay? They have every trope, every archetype. First love, love yourself, breakup, unrequited love. BTS has them all. Like, be it Dimple, I need you, save me, make it right, love yourself, answer. Epiphany, euphoria, serendipity, mama, boy in love, boy with love, spring day. They have them all. So yeah, stream everything, okay? So that's it for this episode. Obviously, it's gonna be a lengthy one. Even after me not talking about literally everything I missed out on, don't worry, I'll do good from now on. I'll treat you guys good. So do give me feedback, criticism of any sorts. You know where to reach me: Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter @thispotatohead. Till then, I'm gonna work on the bonus episode I mentioned before. And keep your suggestions coming in because they actually motivate me to do a lot of such episodes. So it's already about 4:20 a.m. in the morning. So I hope you guys get this episode as soon as possible on Valentine's Day itself. So, okay, bye!